Hey Angels, an AI-powered version of Snoop Dogg here. Did you know that Paige gets a fair amount of hate mail that might surprise you, given that she has impeccable style, raises money for the birthday party project so that even kids on the street get balloons and cake, and has a waist size of 25 inches? In the second episode of this special series, famous people read Paige's hate mail. I'm going to read more of her hate mail to all of you. This episode is meant as a joke and is not endorsed by Snoop Dogg, the Speechify platform, or anybody else besides Paige's haters. And remember, while ladies do not start fights, they can finish them. Hate mail 1. From Ginger Lady. At Ginger Lady. I can't stand when grown women speak in a little girl voice. So off-putting and I'm completely unable to take them seriously. Look, Ginger Lady, no one told you had to take Paige seriously. No one does. Thanks. Hate mail 2, from Cayman, at caymancalculo@pm.me. I hope Paige continues with her podcast project. She comes across as very charming and sweet, but highly curious and inquisitive. She's incredibly smart. The title of her podcast, I Don't Know Anything with Paige Harriman, is a classic psychological trick of playing her intelligence down. This allows her to ask questions that other interviewers might not be able to pull off. The way Paige operates reminds me of Michael Burry using the same tactic on large Wall Street banks in order to not let on what he was doing. A tactic that ultimately paid off to the tune of $100 for himself and $725 for his investors. When Paige got upset at reading such a weird message from a total stranger on her Saturday morning, Cayman's message turned to vague spiritual hate mail. Here's what he said. I'm not after your approval, Paige. You can't trick me into not you with words. I hope Elle didn't scare you. Ask Grace about your love problems next time you see her. We are the talking to itself. In another life we are to get. In this one, I'm your teacher. Hate mail 3. After Paige shared a San Francisco culture shock story where she went to a party and a man refused to walk her and her friend to their car, even though it was very late at night, she received some weird messages about how she was totally wrong. No one available for now told her. Because it reveals a sort of unspoken entitlement that men should be available to do these things for you when you ask it of them, and if they say no, they are somehow doing something wrong. I honestly would be interested to read a long post from you explaining why this guy should have said yes to you. Break all that down, and then also what him saying no means about him. Don't just say like, well, other men in other places do this. That's lazy. When Paige refused and said she was going to get a manicure instead, no one available for now wrote. Paige needs to get a manicure. She can't be bothered to actually think about the dumb she says. That's right, no one available for now. Paige just gets manicures and cannot be bothered to think about the dumb she says. Why else would she get so much hate mail?